Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this July 30th, 2024. Have your host, James, here, and we'll welcome you into the studio. A couple of our friends from St. Philip's. We have with us Rick Larson. Rick, good to see you.
Yeah, no, it's Rich.
Did I say Rick? I'm sorry. I meant Rich. I'm Rich. So sorry. Yeah, Rich, I apologize.
Yeah.
Okay, that's where I got it from. No, I'm joking.
Thanks for
Rich,
having
I apologize.
Us here.
No, it's good to see you again, sir. Thank you very much for being here. Always appreciate the time from you, Rich.
Absolutely.
And Craig Smits is with us, too.
You bet. Thanks.
Hey, Craig. Good to see you again.
Good
thanks
to see
a lot for
too.
Being here. I wanted to get right to the what we're here to talk about today, the 103rd Church Picnic that is taking place at the world-famous Grotto Shrine and Wonder Cave. We'll talk about the details of this in a moment. But one of the things that I like is getting into the history of these events. And you see 103, and that catches your eye. I mean, that's a lot of these. It got me thinking about our longest-going church picnics in the country, around the whole United States and everything. And I tried to find some data on that, and I couldn't find much. But I did find the longest picnic, like literally longest, like distance-wise picnic, 7,420 feet they had a picnic, that big once. It's a Guinness World Record, took place in Canada. Just thought it was kind of interesting and a good note to kind of kick things off here. When it comes to the actual history of this particular picnic, I want to touch on this a little bit. And if you either of you know the origins of this and where this got going and how it got started.
I really don't know exactly how it got started. Mm-hmm. It started as a chicken stew dinner.
Oh,
I think
okay.
They made chicken stew and had the big kettles, and they were boiling it, and people from all over came over to have the chicken stew.
Hmm.
And then it came into
kind of grew from
chicken dinner and everything. And Craig, you may know more about it than I.
Yeah, I don't know if I know the history as much, but I remember browning the chicken overnight on Saturday night, and we had big kettles that we always browned it in grease and seasoned it and packed it away and kept it warm for the picnic.
It was good, healthy grease, though.
It was.
Yeah.
It was
very good
it
grease.
It was Rudolph grease.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It really was nice.
Really
good stuff. Yeah,
yeah.
Nice. Nicely done. So we always, I shouldn't say always, but we used to brown the chicken overnight the night before, pack it, season it, and have big ovens and big kettles or pots or whatever. We put it in, and then we just pulled off out of that oven all day when we were serving the meal. So.
I knew going into this interview was going to make me hungry. I knew it. I thought Stephen earlier was talking about the pancake, potato pancakes and everything was going to do it. Now we're really getting into it.
Yeah.
But it's 103 years. And my wife and I have been married 52, so I've been part of half of it.
Wow. That's awesome.
My wife and I, yeah.
That's
yeah.
really cool, Rich. First, congratulations to you and your wife. That's awesome
you.
To hear.
Yeah.
But also that you've been able to be a part of it this long.
Yeah.
And a little bit, I'll ask you how the event has kind of grown. But let's get to the event first and talk about some of the details. When is the event? Where is it taking place, guys?
It's taking place at the Rudolph Grotto. It's this Sunday. And it starts at there's mass at 10 o'clock, and then the picnic itself actually starts at 11.
Yeah.
The hamburgers are fried by
yours
Craig's tender hands.
Nice.
And they start serving hamburgers, and the kids' games start at 11 o'clock, and, of course, the refreshment stand opens at 11 o'clock. And the music starts at
11
o'clock.
Yeah.
We have the Old Time Brass Band this year, and they play from 11 till 2.
30.
Yeah, 11 to 2:30, I see the Old Time Brass Band. They'll be performing. Great band, really fun music, and good music to get the event really going, too. Mm-hmm. Really good music for that.
Yeah, that's what church picnics are all about, is the polka man.
You got to cover that.
Yeah.
So
good music to follow as well.
Yeah, we kind of transition into Elvis, which is if anybody
a natural progression from polka to Elvis.
Absolutely.
A natural progression.
Yeah.
That's right. There's a Elvis tribute artist. His name is Dakota Pankratz, and he's going to be performing from 3 to 6. And if you know anybody hasn't ever seen him, very entertaining, very good show that he puts on, and should be a lot of fun.
He not only nails Elvis, but he's really good with the MC work. I looked him up a little bit before the interview, and does a really nice job of interacting with the audience, having a lot of fun, making sure everybody's enjoying themselves while also honoring the king and all that. He does a really good job.
He also does a bit of Johnny Cash.
In his
skit there.
Big Johnny Cash fan, so I noticed that right away. I saw that right away.
Yeah, that's it. Absolutely. Yeah.
So. More to follow after that from 6 to 8.
Yeah, yeah. We have, kind of says an afterglow jam, and that's with the some of the remnants of the Roy Fuller Band. So Kurt and Buck and Nathan Fuller, they're going to get their guitars out, and so we're going to do a little singing. I might be involved in that a little bit too.
Our
church guitar choir, the Fullers are all involved in, and so there might be some of the church guitar choir that participates from that 6 to 8 p.m. So that should be a lot of fun too.
Want to make sure that dance floor is used. Want to make darn sure. So we're going to make sure that dance floor is used and get people out
Richard
there.
Will be out there.
Excellent. I'll be out there cutting rug like you wouldn't believe.
Right. Oh, yeah. Good on you.
Fantastic.
That's really good to hear. That is all fun. You've got that covered entertainment-wise. You got things covered over there for this. Also going to have, as you mentioned, Rich, children's games beginning at 11. That's fantastic. Fantastic. There's also bingo beginning at 11, I see.
Bingo begins at 11, and they have cash, it's not cash prizes, it's prizes. Mm-hmm. You can go up, when you win bingo, you can go up and there's three different shelves. You can pick out...
if you're fortunate to be a single bingo winner.
Sometimes a double bingo. You can pick out anything from pots and pans to drills and just all different kinds of things. Yeah. The ladies work very hard all year long getting prizes for this. And some of the prizes are pretty cool. Yeah.
As I mentioned to anybody that has an event going on, you need a raffle. Every event in this area has to have a raffle. People love these. We love raffles. You got to have a raffle. So you guys have that covered too.
We have a raffle. We have the top prize is, Craig, can you help me out on this?
I don't have the prizes. I know we're giving away $3,600 in cash and prizes.
Yeah. I think the top prize is like $500.
I want to say $500.
Maybe. Might be more. Stop out and see.
Exactly. Nicely
you'll
done,
find
Rich.
Out.
Nicely
you'll
done.
Find out nice. On. On Sunday, the raffle's always a big hit. That'll be at they'll draw the winning names at 5:30 Sunday night, and then they'll announce them at 6:00.
Excellent.
So,
So keep that in mind, everybody. If you're going to be taking part in those, you're going to want to be around there for that to find out and hear the announcements. We'll come back to the details of the event before we wrap up, make sure everybody's got that down. I did want to touch on a couple of other things. One, the location. Seems like a fun location to be having this, to be hosting this event.
Yeah, it really is for people that haven't been to the Grotto, and I don't know if there's a whole lot of people that haven't been to the Grotto. Mm-hmm. It's been there, that was started in 1927, when they started construction on the Grotto, Father Wagner, but it is a really neat place. It's beautiful. A lot of flowers, a lot of religious...
Statues. The rock formations are unbelievable. There is a cave. It's a fifth of a mile long, all above ground. You never go below ground. Chris Wolfert is the caretaker for the Grotto. She does a marvelous job planting flowers. And if you want to come out, please come out and just look at the Grotto. It doesn't get any prettier than it is right now as far as color. It's just unbelievable.
It's a perfect time of year for it.
Oh, absolutely.
To be having this event, to be going out there. I was talking to my parents about this event a little bit and everything, and my dad actually mentioned my Nana, my grandmother, had gone to the Grotto before and to check that out and how moved she was out there. And this was a woman who I miss and love every day, but was not necessarily moved very easily. So for her, being out there, being a part of things, I think being in nature had a lot to do with that. that, and it was a meaningful time for her. So just even going to the location, all these things that you have going on with the event are awesome and fun, but just even being there is going to, I think, be a moment for you. You're going to feel something from, let alone enjoying yourself and having a good time and possibly winning some stuff here.
I worked there for 8 years, and it was one of the hardest things for me to do was quit that job and go on to another one. And it was just a beautiful place just to sit down and think.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
just think and not worry about, you know, what the campaign's doing. And
sure. Yeah.
So
it's a good note, I think, to the audience. You know, certainly take in this picnic and this event and everything, but it's something to keep in mind even after the event or before the event. It's a great place to go, to visit, to be. And I think a lot of people are looking for more opportunities and more places to do that at. So just wanted to send a shout out to the Grotto Shrine and Wonder Cave, and a great location, a great place for this event. I'm curious, Rich, of how much the event has grown over the years. You mentioned you've been a part of this for a long time, a half a decade you've been a part of this event. How have you seen the event grow, and how much have you enjoyed seeing that?
Oh, I've always enjoyed getting out with other people and having a good time. And over the years, the picnic has had its decline because of different things,
different events.
I'll come right out and say it, drunk driving and stuff like that. People are afraid to come out and try that, but please come out and drink sensibly. Mm-hmm. You can eat as much as you want. There's no harm in that.
We'll keep the burgers.
Keep the burgers coming. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Give you a good base. You know, I mean, great food.
But we still have a nice crowd every year. Mm-hmm. It's our major fundraiser for our church, and you just get to come out and see a lot of people and see people you haven't seen in for a while. People from all over the world come to the Grotto to see the Grotto. My wife she does a lot of work up there with scheduling in the gift shop and stuff. And so when she hasn't got a spot filled, I'll go up and work in the gift shop for her. And it's just nice to come, you know, talk to the people that come there.
Mm-hmm.
People, like I said, from all over the world, almost every state in the United States. But yet there's people in Stevens Point and Rudolph that don't even know the Grotto is there.
Yeah.
5 miles from their home, you know. But
it was part of why I wanted to note that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. My daughter lives in Point, and I was talking to her, and she was saying, oh, I that sounds familiar. I'm not sure I've heard of it. I'm like, Bria, you've got to have heard this, you know. And you got talking to her about it and everything. I think that's a really good point, Rich.
Oh, I wish I had. Every time someone would come up there and walk around with their mouth open, their jaw dropped, going, I can't believe this is here. You know, it's just please come out and have a nice time, have some hamburgers. We have slices of pie. You can just get pie and ice cream. The chicken dinner, we had to back off on that. Like I said, we had a decline in stuff. We had a decline in help. And when COVID hit, we discontinued the chicken dinner But there was talk about it bringing it back, but we'll have to just see on that. But.
Well, we'll talk a little bit more about that maybe a little bit later. And if not this year, maybe in the future we'll be able to help with that when we want to talk about volunteering with the event everything.
Absolutely, yeah.
I did also want to mention that the event itself, is this open to the public? Is this for anybody that is in the area and wants to attend?
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody's welcome. There's a lot, you know, there's a lot of things going on. I think a lot of different things that people would enjoy. You know, we've got basket raffles, you know, a number of really nice baskets with a lot of neat things in them. I don't want to say prizes, but they're gonna draw for the baskets at 5 p.m. on Sunday. I believe we have a big six wheel. So,
cool. Yeah, try your chance at that.
Yeah. They want to, you know.
You'd mentioned that this is your main primary fundraiser for the year. And one of the things that I've been spoiled about being in this chair is have a lot of different churches come in and a lot of different events that they're promoting or doing. But one thing I hear from the community all the time is, well, I go to this church, but I'd like to support that one. I'd like mm-hmm. to be a part of their fundraiser. I'd like to help. Mm-hmm. Could I attend that event? So it's always a noteworthy thing to mention to the audience that, and I don't have any events that aren't open to the public. It's a pretty easy question mm-hmm. for me to ask.
Yeah.
But it always like to remind everybody, because we got such a giving community that not only likes to have a good time, but while they're having a good time, knowing they are investing in their community, they're helping their community. And here's an opportunity for you to do that. You go there, have a good time, maybe win stuff, maybe not, who knows, but you're going to dance, you're going to have good food, you're going to leave full, and you can know that you are putting into our community. You are investing in our community in a great church that does great things in this community. So it's a win-win kind of situation that our area just loves, and want to encourage you to attend the event. I did mention not only that this is your primary fundraiser, so we certainly want to get as many people as we can to the event and help you guys continue to, you know, do the things you do in this community and a lot of that. I would be remiss if I can't believe I got this far into the interview. I'm going to get yelled at by Stephen. I haven't brought up the potato pancakes. I have not been to the event, but I have had so many people tell me these things are the greatest potato pancakes you will ever have. They're incredible. We have to mention that. Even if we don't talk much more about it, I had to mention the potato pancakes because those are a seller. Those are big.
Yeah, they are. We, you know, the picnic doesn't necessarily have potato pancakes at mm-hmm. our picnic.
But
they're, you know, twice a year, always in the spring and fall, we'll have that pancake breakfast.
Yeah, I did want to mention, I'm sorry, I wanted to mention that. I didn't mean to, you know, tie them together there. I apologize. But I would be remiss if I didn't mention those. And those are other fundraiser opportunities for you to be a part of things over at St. Philip's and not only enjoy and the atmosphere and the good people over there, but helping them continue to do good work in the Rudolph area.
We do have people from all over come to our pancake breakfast because of the potato pancakes.
And
Craig and I fry those, by the way, in case anybody's wondering.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we're the head flippers.
Nice. Appreciate that. And I did, before we do get to the notes of the event itself again and the times and everything, I did want to mention as well that volunteers are always welcome and needed for these kind of events. We always appreciate the good people in this community reaching out and helping out. You can probably, I have your website here. Is that a good place to direct people to if they'd like to volunteer or anything? Philip,
that would work, yeah.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
saintphilip.org is the website, saint-philip.org. You can find that. Also, you can find it just throwing it into your search bar, St. Philip's Rudolph Church. It'll pop up right away.
Right.
Another great way to not only keep up the date and the good work they're doing over there, but adding to the work that they're doing over there. And their email is stphilipchurch@gmail.com, stphilipchurch@gmail.com. Guys, one more time, let's go over the details of the event, when it is, where it is, all the who, what, when, where, why.
One thing I want to throw in for is the kids' games.
Mm-hmm.
We have, we have a lot of kids' games, and they're cheap.
I want to say 50 cents.
50 cents?
Yeah,
you know,
you can't beat
and,
that.
And there's the old fish pond and the rolling the dice.
And the ducks.
And pick a duck and the old-time fashion games that are quite easy for the children that they really, really like.
Yeah,
so,
Again, you know, there's a lot of purchasing of prizes throughout the year that I think the kids really get treated well, put it that way.
Yes, nice way to put it.
With the prizes,
they don't get a little ticket for winning something. They get an actual prize.
Yeah, that know? And I mean, man, they love
you know, some
that.
Of that stuff is worth gold too.
Absolutely. Yeah. At that age, The St. Philip's Rudolph 103rd Church Picnic taking place at the world famous Grotto Shrine and Wonder Cave will be this Sunday, August 4th. Mass will begin at 10 a.m. All activities will be on the ground, so you can go ahead and park and get comfortable because you're going to be there for a long time, going to be there all day having fun. Things kick off at 11 to 2:30, the Old Time Brass Band will be performing. 3 to 6, Elvis tribute artist Dakota Pomegranz is going to be there.
Yeah.
Pomegranz. Thank you. I'm having trouble last names today, apparently. And first names.
All right. First names, Rick.
6 to 8, Afterglow Jam with the Fullers cover. This is going to be going on. We're going to make sure the dance floor is full. It's going to be fun. Children's games, as you mentioned earlier, Rich, are going to begin at 11. Bingo for prizes begins at 11 as well, and the basket raffle drawing will be at 5 later in the night. The cash raffle drawings will be at 5:30. Announcement, it will be at 6. And keep in mind, there's going to be refreshments down there, going to be some good food down there, and they're missing is you. This is just going to be a great event. You just need you down there.
That's exactly right.
Did we cover everything, guys? Did we get it all covered?
I think so. Did we mention Christian Mothers?
No, I don't think so.
Oh yeah, Christian Mothers stand has a stand with, kind of a rummage sale theme, if you will, and books. I think they
books
have.
And
yeah.
just a lot of a lot of different.
They have bakery too, I believe.
Yes,
I think
Boy, great event, a lot to look forward to. Make sure to mark your calendars and be there at St. Philip's Rudolph for the 103rd Church Picnic, again taking place over at the world-famous Grotto Shrine and Wonder Cave this Sunday, August 4th. Things kick off at 10 with Mass, all other activities beginning at about 11. Thank you both, again, not only for the time, but hanging out with us and what you do in our communities. We appreciate you both.
Thanks for having
Thank
us.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for having Rick and myself.
Yeah, and Greg.
you're coming back. You guys got to come back more often. Appreciate you. You can find out more again at stphilip.org, stphilip.org. Email them at stphilipchurch@gmail.com or give them a call at 715-435-3286. That's 435-3286. We'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.